Y'all doing? Good to see y'all.
You have a whole bunch of different new receivers working with Carson, and because, you know, first team worked with first team and second team and so forth. How are you going to get him and all the new guys coordinated and synced and so forth?
It's just a lot of reps. Like you said, we got ones working with ones. There is some crossover, but it's not just the teamwork. It's individual drills. It's finding a little time. It's these guys spending time in the building talking about it. It's always better to do it, obviously, but it all kind of factors in there. But between all the OTA reps and then you get in training camp, you think, you know, I'm pretty confident we have sufficient time to kind of work out the kinks, get the timing that you want.
Has Carson's release gotten quicker?
You know, I think Carson's release looks good. I don't know if it's gotten quicker. I've always thought Carson has a good release. He's like all our other players, you know, trying to fine-tune things, working on mechanics, fundamentals. Every player does that I've ever coached. And, you know, I think he's tried, like each of our players, try to tighten a little something up you see here and there. I think he's looked really good. I'm excited about how he's looked. He worked hard. Coach DeFilippo's doing a great job. I wish you guys could sit in some of the quarterback meeting rooms and watch the drill tape and see. I mean, we pick at everything. And that's what we do, coaches do, you know. So you pick at everything. We try to find the positive things, reinforce those. If we see something we don't like, you bring it up. Carson is, and all of our quarterbacks, our players in general, are just great students. They all want to learn and grow. They demand a lot of themselves. So I think everything's been going.
What have you seen from Carson specifically since you've been able to work with him, I guess, over the last month or so?
You know, I think the positive that I've seen, it's obvious just a year under your belt, just from a leadership standpoint, just kind of coming in and, you know, ownership of the team and just being comfortable with the guys being comfortable with him. It's just totally different. You know, last year coming in here as the number three quarterback. You know, on the field, I just think his pocket movement has been really good just in the drills we've done and the team drills that we've done. There's some specific things, you know, in this game, there's a lot of pressure on the quarterback all the time. So little subtle movements without going further than you need to, going further up in the pocket than you need to, just little subtle movements in the pocket are very important for the quarterback. And then to be able to reset and throw with accuracy. And as a quarterback, you're always challenging yourself on accuracy. How accurate can I be? And I think so far his accuracy has looked very good.
I think a lot in the offseason to address the offense. What is your view of who was brought in and how long does it take to build that chemistry with so many new guys coming in?
Yeah, you know, I think it takes a little bit of time, but the guys work hard on it. They spend a lot of time together. They get a lot of reps, as many reps as they can. You know, I think this off season is sufficient. Then you get in training camp and you iron those things out. Guys are pros and they find a way of working it out. Everybody's a year older, a year more mature. They get the new guys in. I was actually thinking about it this morning, doing a little workout on the bike. It's almost like when you're making just thinking about coming here and talking to you guys. It's like you're making a meal and you're bringing in fresh ingredients, but you got your old staples and you're trying to put together a recipe that's gonna taste good. It's gonna look good, and add the right seasoning. Try to do things, isolate guys. Try to do things in formations. Taste it a little bit, you know, see if it tastes good, right? Work it a little bit more. I know we need a little bit more here. That's kind of what we're doing right now, going through that process.
Somewhat along those lines, Pumphrey, how do you see him fitting in this year and the role he'll have?
He's looked good. I mean, he's really, you can just tell. Obviously all that productivity he had in college, you know, he came in and it's like, okay, here's a guy, you know, he was a stud in college with all this productivity. How's he going to fit into a pro system? Can he do it all? He had so much yardage from the backfield. Can he, you know, how productive can he be if we move him around and as a pass receiver? And it's early. I mean, you don't get too excited about it, but just yet. But I am excited about his ball skills. I'm excited about his route running skills. I think he's on the right track.
What does DGB have to show to kind of make sure he has a spot on the team? Because obviously you guys are pretty crowded wide receiver now.
Yeah, it is. It is crowded, and the NFL. It's competitive. You know, it's competitive, and that's a position that we needed some more productivity out of this year, And so I think, you know, we did a good job of making that a competitive room this year. So the whole key for receivers is just being playmakers, being consistent, showing you can get open versus press coverage, make plays on third down, make plays in the red zone, find ways to make big chunk plays. In this league, it's hard to go, you know, we say it every year, it's hard to go 12, 14 plays all the time. So you got to stay on the field, you got to make those plays, right, on third down. You got to find ways to make chunk plays. So who does that consistently? Who can make chunk plays consistently? Who has a knack of making contested catches? And then who has a knack in the red zone?
GGB not do enough of that last season?
I think it was a growing process for everybody. I mean, first year, first system, rookie quarterback, you know, the whole deal. I thought he did some of that. And I'm encouraged with DGB. I'm a fan. I mean, I see he has traits that are unique in his size and length and his strength. You saw it a few times last year. Every now and then when we're watching the clips from last year and you see it, and he's hard to tackle. I mean, once he gets the ball, he's so big and strong. And he's athletic, and he's got good feet for a guy that's that big. So he's in a good situation. It's going to be a competitive battle.
Carson's quarterback reps were split pretty evenly between the three quarterbacks. This year, percentage-wise, how do you see them getting split?
They won't get split as evenly as they got split last year. Carson will get more of the reps. That'll ultimately be determined by coach, you know, what percentage of the reps Carson will get, but he'll get more of the reps.
Do you have any issue with Carson working with a passing coach?
No, I don't have any issue at all, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, as coaches, we would love to, believe me, I would have loved to, you know, give him a few weeks off of rest and then, come on, let's go. Let's get in the lab and let's work. That's what, back when I was playing and Coach Peterson was playing, that's what we did. We took a little bit of time off and we're back in the building throwing with receivers and talking to our coaches. But that's fine. I mean, it's a different era. You can't do that anymore. So, Carson's like a lot of our players. They have an itch to get better. So I'm going to find ways. If I'm a player, I'm going to find ways to get better.
Carson said that they worked on his
navigating the pocket, and Peyton and Philip Rivers were the two guys who had a very intuitive feel for making that work for them. What did they do? Is that just a natural thing? Is there anything technical that they did that enabled them to?
Yeah, well, I'll give you one specific example that I think Coach DeFilippo has done an exceptional job with Carson on. Looking at the tape from last year, I alluded to it briefly earlier. There's so many times where, you know, you get an upfield to rush and you want to climb in the pocket. Well, it's easy once you start climbing just to keep climbing, you know, because, like, boom, here comes the pressure. Let me climb up in the pocket, step up in the pocket, and all of a sudden your momentum takes you further than you need to. So there's a sense of climb the pocket, the reset, and go through your progression from there. And as we looked at the film last year, there were times where that happened, and you can drill it. So one way is just play a lot of games. So that's the thing that Carson got to play a lot of football last year, which is a huge plus. But the other thing you can do is you can drill it, you can try to simulate the game. It's not the exact same, but I think we do a pretty good job. Coach DeFilippo does a really good job of simulating that as much as he can in practice. And the quarterbacks, and this goes for all of our players, we talk to them all the time. You got to put yourself in the moment. You got to be able to find a way to be in a drill and feel like it's the Super Bowl. I can't underestimate that. You have to be able to do that because you can't have contact all the time. You can't have all team plays. So you have to, as a player, get in a drill and make it seem like it's the Super Bowl. And the guys that can do that and can picture that and can visualize that find ways to get maximum amount of benefit out of those kind of reps. And Carson is showing to be one of those guys.
How much of that pocket movement is, like, natural, and how much can be taught?
I hadn't thought about putting a number on it, but a lot of it's taught. A lot of it is taught. I don't know. My knee-jerk reaction is to say it's 50-50. I mean, some of it is natural, but it has to be taught. It comes with playing a lot. And obviously Carson's thrown, you know, played at every level, but it's different at this level. And you still got to teach it and ingrain those habits.
Is there more of an opportunity to have two running back sets in this offense?
Yeah, we're always, you know, that goes back to the cooking illustration, you know, where, you know, I think we're always trying to formationally and personnel-wise mix ingredients together. And taste it and see how it presents itself, see what it tastes like, what it feels like. And so now with some new personnel, that's what we're doing.
Can you provide an overview on the O-line and kind of what you think you have there?
I'm sorry, Dave.
Can you provide an overview
provide an overview on the O-line and kind of what you think you have with that group?
I love our O-line. I thought last year felt the same way. We just have more depth and more strength this year. I think it's one of the strong points of our team. I think we have great leadership there. I think Jason Kelce is a great leader up front. He's a quarterback up there. The guy's as smart of a football player as you can get, and he just has very versatile in the things that he can do for us up front. I think we're really good at the tackle position, obviously, and two of the better tackles in the league. And then our guard situation is, you know, I mean, our second-team guards should be starting on most teams. So it's a very competitive room. Really, really good room, good for our team.
What do you think you're getting in Hollins and Gibson?
Really like the receivers. We got, you know, obviously Gibson provide, you know, he's got the trait of speed that you just can't buy. That's shown up on the field some. You know, Mac Hollins is, you know, kind of a build-to-speed guy with great length and tremendous ball skills. That's flashed already. He's got tremendous ball skills. Very smart, very good feet for a big man. Very excited about his development.
Assuming that Stout had a lot to do with the decision to bring in Warmack, how helpful is their history as far as getting the most out of Warmack here?
Yeah, I think it's really helpful. You know, I mean, because here's a guy who was a very high draft pick and for whatever reason, you know, just wasn't getting the productivity at his position that, you know, was probably people were expecting. But, you know, I think there is something to the chemistry of having with a coach that you've played some of your best football with. It just, and then the room, the culture of the room is so good. So Stout's a great coach. I think he'll bring out the best in Chance.
Carson, one of the things they worked on down in Southern California with Adam, was the footwork. When he came back, what kind of changes did you see in that regard?
You know, some of it's weight transfer. Obviously we talked about it at some level. And he told me the two or three things that they were talking to him about, you know, always talking about target line. Everybody's always talking about target line. You talk about weight transfer. It's like a golfer. It's like a golf swing and weight transfer and, you know, move hips and stuff like that. And so I think that, you know, there's things that you can do to kind of practice those movements. You know, like I said, everything from the technical, mechanical side that I've seen with Carson has all been pretty good. And it's all, I've always looked like it, that there's a natural progression with every player. And he was just like every other player who's coming in as a rookie, just needs to continue to work on that. So I think his footwork has been good.
Last year, at some point, you had said that the running game was a little inconsistent or needed to be a little more consistent. When you're talking about the offensive line and the running backs and things like that, do you find that this group can be a lot more consistent and help protect your quarterback?
Yeah, I'm excited about the run game. You know, last year I think we finished 11th in rushing offense. I think we finished 5th in run efficiency. I won't go into that stat, but it just when we were running it, we were efficient. But, you know, I just think we need to continue, you know, excited about getting LeGarrette in, the role that he'll play. You know, with Coach Peterson, we're always going to be – all the backs are going to be involved. They're all going to contribute in a big way. He'll play a major role. Big, strong back. You can already see the vision and the experience, the feel, the knack that he has, even in the drills that we're doing right now. So excited about that. And then, you know, we just need to score more points early so we can be in some more four-minute offense late in the game and don't have to get in you know, kind of pass mode early in game. So if we get in that mode, we're going to be in good shape. If we can get in run mode, that's going to be a big-time advantage to our team.
Thanks, Rick.